This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. A chemist by training, Jim Maloney has been in the business of collecting and disposing of hazardous waste for more than 20 years, so he was surprised to see some hospital workers casually discarding used syringes after their needles were snapped off, and quickly did some homework on the chemotherapy drug that was in them.
So I just looked at the health effects, and the side effects on this particular chemical was may cause cancer, may cause hereditable genetic damage, and then may cause harm to the unborn child.
He also found there were stringent regulations covering its manufacture and use.
The people that manufacture them are basically in spacesuits, level A containment, zero exposure allowed, and then the chemical that's manufactured is shipped to the pharmacy, and the pharmacist is in a level 3 biological safety cabinet, as if you're handling anthrax, and once it's done, it's thrown away.
Maloney says these medicinal chemicals, known as cytotoxins, were created specifically to attack cancer tumors by causing disruption at the cellular level.
They break into the cancer cell, attack the DNA, and they break off the chromosomes. So when the cancer cell splits, it's no longer a cancer cell. It's been mutated. We don't really know what it's mutated into. Hopefully it just gets mutated and dies. These chemicals also work on every cell, not just cancer cells. So if you have a hair cell, we've mutated your hair cells and your hair dies and falls out.
And they are extremely potent.
Some of the doses that are given on a chemotherapy drug because of the toxicity are the part per trillion. And only probably less than 1% of that gets into the patient and his hair falls out. You should be concerned about where the rest of the material goes.
Much, but not all, of those unabsorbed dosages wind up in the toilets.
A patient on these drugs excretes it not only through their urine and their feces, it'll come through their skin, and they can actually breathe it out. It's excreted through your hair and through your sweat glands. Some of the greatest exposure to these cytotoxic drugs are the people doing the laundry in the hospitals.
To minimize the presence of these chemicals in the environment, especially in septic and wastewater systems that can percolate into drinking water supplies, Maloney advocates capturing as much as possible of the excesses directly from the patients.
We're really looking at about 200 of these pharmaceuticals, and we know who's on the drugs because it's prescribed, and we know how quickly it passes through a person's body, and we know how it's excreted. So it comes down to collecting the material so that it's not in the environment.
Over the past 2 years, Maloney has shared his concerns with top officials at the EPA, the FDA, and other government agencies, and found a receptive audience. But regulatory action comes slowly.
I'd like to sugarcoat it. I'd like to tell you that every scientist I've talked to told me I'm crazy on the ordeal. They just seem to shake their head and go, yeah, you're right. It makes sense.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.